We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Dan, how things turn on Friday. Singing his praises, he was basking in the glow of getting Albert Watkins on, who's back with us, the attorney for the McCluskey family, because the breaking news of what Mr. Watkins said on the show about what was happening and what they were ready for, or at least trying to get ready for. And over the weekend, thank God nothing awful happened, but the protesters did show up. And if you saw some of the film of it, so did the security on the turrets around the house of the McCluskeys. And the McCluskeys were every bit in the news. Now Mrs. McCluskey. Several people have picked up on this theme on MSNBC, the left bloggers and all that. And I'll ask Albert about it. The weaponization of Karen, how white women are becoming weaponized. Taking that shot of Mrs. McCluskey with the pistol, using that as their meme. A lot of that out there. Let's see what really happened. Let's go to Albert Watkins here on Talk Radio 1210. Albert, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Dom. It's always a pleasure. We went into Friday with a great deal of trepidation because we knew that the organizers of this march were aware of interlopers from around the country coming in, and the organizers could not and admitted that they could not control those folks that had motives that were bad.
Right.
We were aware that the police were following a protocol involving hands off on protesters. Don't touch them, let them do what they want to do, and that was permitting them to garner a green light to wreak havoc. And then we were really sensitive to the reality that my clients were alone. In other words, they didn't have in place that which was necessary to protect them if the police were not going to do so. So we took measures, and we got the story out. We got the story out loud and wide. And we did so to make sure that people understood that the message was not about a crazed white couple in St. Louis trying to express dissatisfaction with the message of Black Lives Matter. We got the dialogue to shift from that to, hey, wait a minute, this is America, these are Americans, they're on their property, they're protecting themselves, their home, their children, their family, they have that right, they acted lawfully, they utilized weapons to do so. And at the end of the day, we garnered the attention of federal authorities right up to the White House. We were given direct contact with the chief of staff in the White House. We were given a very measured and temperate response in the form of try everything you can to do things peacefully, to work things out with whomever it is. But rest assured, and this was the message that we got, we will have assembled the largest single group of federal agents to protect against anarchy in our country. And if the police won't do it, we will. In short order, the police changed their MO. Fire department was on site. The chief of police was on site. Barricades were set up. Tapes were set up. Tape lines. We had a police presence that was second to none. including a presence inside of the march itself. We had the organizers of the march getting the message loud and clear that our clients and the police were not going to tolerate any bad actions. The feds were amassed, they were ready to go, and we also garnered a great deal of support from around the country. There were not less than 10 sharpshooters on that home, in that home, around that home, demonstrating. And by the way, that they were professionals. These were not yahoos trying to start a war.
Mm-hmm.
The least experienced one had 4 years of active duty in Fallujah. These are people who are professionals. They knew their job. They weren't out brandishing their weapons. They acted in a fashion that was respectful, but they were ready to move on a dime if they had to. And what happened? Laws were enforced. A peaceful protest was conducted. People exercised their right under the Constitution to free speech, to assemble, to protest. People were able to exercise their rights of ownership to a home, peaceful enjoyment of their home without destruction. Law enforcement was able to operate in a fashion that they were intended to do, namely to serve and protect. Not one person was hurt. Not one person shed blood. Not one person was run down. What ended up happening was the only one who couldn't be protected was the one person who had been issuing the edicts to have the cops back off. And that was the mayor, who got jostled around in front of her own home when she tried to put out a burning flag that had been set afire by protesters.
Albert, great quarterbacking on your part. I know you were helping to call the signals with all this, and I'm thrilled that by getting that sort of attention in a peaceful way with the federal government, et cetera, that all this went down. I know there was one protester who straddled the fence, apparently, according to the report I saw, and then decided when he looked up there on the turrets, the guys up there and everything else, nope, I'm not going to go in and bother these people.
Yeah, I think what he said to himself, I didn't hear it exactly, but it was something like, nah, I'm not going there.
Well, Albert, thank you. Thanks for that update. Every time you're on, you take us inside it. Please keep us updated, and we wish the McCluskeys can get back to a normal life, that they'll move on to another target, I guess, but we have struck gold with you. Anytime you'd like to come on, we want to hear from Albert Watkins.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for your time.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.